So it's really a three-prong approach. Once you know you have soybean cyst nematode, you want to grow resistant soybean varieties in rotation with corn, which is a non-host, and then start working with the seed treatments to see what works well on an individual field. There is a new message I have this fall for farmers relating to resistant varieties. You and I have talked in the past about we've always had the same source of resistance genes for 30 some years, and the nematode has overcome that resistance. Well, I'm just putting finishing touches on an annual list of resistant soybean varieties, and I'm happy to say we now have doubled the number of Peking SCN resistant varieties. Last year, it was 5% of the total varieties that we had. It's now 10%. And hopefully that'll continue to grow. So now is a time for every farmer who has SCN to start using Peking resistant SCN varieties, but they still need to keep rotating with the PI88788 variety. So that's a message I'm going to drive home in the fall season, seed purchase season, as well as the winter meeting season.